Welcome to StarCast from Planet Waves. My name's Eric Francis Coppolino, the host of Planet Waves FM and the author of the Planet Waves Horoscope, here with you late Monday night here in upstate New York with Big Moon there approaching full phase. Currently, Moon is in Aries. Full phase is on Wednesday. I'll have the exact coordinates in a moment. But for all of Monday night and Tuesday night, well, all day Tuesday and part of Tuesday night, now it is time to unveil those coordinates. While I'm doing that, I thought I would mention where I'm actually broadcasting from. When most of the world hears New York, they think of Times Square, New York City, Greenwich Village, World Trade Center of yore and of the current time, Brooklyn Bridge and all that stuff. I'm in the other New York, about 100 miles away from the one commonly thought of out here, up here, in a place called upstate New York, or more precisely, the mid-Hudson Valley. It is a quite rural area. I live in a little teeny city. It's kind of funny to call it a city. Not sure why it's not called a town, but anyway, they call it a city to help their self-esteem. And it's an old famous city. Actually, it was the first capital of New York State way back in 1777. That lasted for about a month. But then right outside of town, you're in the country, basically. Lots and lots of trees, and, you know, you can take back roads and get any place just about, and it's not very noisy most of the time, and all that. So when I say upstate New York, that is what I'm talking about. Sitting here late in the evening, I can feel my voice resonating out over the countryside. People listening in their homes or trailers. So here we are, Aries Moon, and what's interesting, and in fact, what prompted me to get up off my butt and spark up the microphone, is that right now we are in, right now as I speak, so I'm infusing my words with the energy. The moon is in a conjunction to Chiron. Can see the moon, can't see Chiron. Chiron's way, way back out by Uranus, and it's about the size of an ice cube, so it is not visible. Anybody with a 50-year orbit, you know, or cycle somewhere in their astrology is likely to have been picking up on Chiron. Chiron's resonance is 50.7 years. It's a great big comet, about 180 kilometers. And it is in Aries on a long trip through Aries that began back in 2018, in the spring of 2018, landed firmly and irrevocably in Aries in the spring of 2019 for an approximately 9-year journey. The longest Chiron spends in one sign, it spends in Aries. Quickest, of course, would be Libra, right across the dial. 18 months in Libra versus 9 years in Aries. So this full moon is happening somewhat near Chiron. Tonight's rendition of the full moon, as mentioned, is in a 1-degree conjunction. And the reason that this is such noteworthy astrology in our times is because the dominant thing going on is Jupiter and Saturn in Aquarius. Now, that's way too much Aquarius for anybody's good, but it's how much we have right now. The two largest planets comprising together, I don't know, somewhere around 2,200 times the size of the Earth, which is a fairly large planet from my point of view. Take a while to walk around it, if you could even do that. Takes a long time to sail across the sea. 2,200 times us is big, and that's all in Aquarius. And the challenge there is that, to put it somewhat bluntly, there's a lot of people who think they're thinking, but they're being thought for. They're not really thinking. And that's Aquarius at its most murky and disingenuous. Aquarius at its best honors the distinct and unique viewpoint of every being, but it can flip to a modality where any and all uniqueness is attempted to be, I was going to say legislated out of existence, but these days it's more like made to disappear by executive order. And the reason why Chiron in Aries is so important, and this rambling rant about Moon conjunct Chiron in Aries is so relevant to our times, is that the wake-up call to individuality is taking place via Chiron in Aries. That's the thing that's saying, all right, whatever may be going on in Aquarius, whatever the whole drill about you have to think what I think, we're all going to think the same way. Yesterday we were capitalists, tomorrow we're going to be communist. That kind of thing. That finds an antithesis. That crushing, smothering, you must believe what I believe bullshit finds its answer in Chiron in Aries, where one believes what one believes and is confident in that. Not defensive, just asserting their individuality. To do that, you often must risk being disagreed with. If you have gone through the last 2 years and taken the side of the issue where you're not likely to be disagreed with by most people, you're probably not that tuned into Chiron and Aries. If, on the other hand, you have allowed yourself to ask contrarian questions, to be different, to stand out, to assert that you have the prerogative of doing what you choose in the face of adversity, and get away from me with this, we've got to serve the collective, without showing me that we actually are showing the collective, serving the collective. I mean, right? I said we can serve the collective. Got to do everything for the collective. Okay, show me how it's helping the collective and not you telling me to do it. That attitude is Chiron in Aries. That perspective of it's my life. I'm here to grow and do my thing. And yes, I will agree to conduct myself in a more or less civil fashion, according to your standards. But that doesn't mean I do everything that you tell me to do. That's Chiron in Aries. Also, I heal myself. That's Chiron in Aries. My example of my independence can alert and awaken the example of the independence of others. That's Chiron in Aries. The healer of individuality, Chiron in Aries. But more than anything, self-awareness and the willingness to be different, not for its own sake, but because you simply are. And the recognition that if Aquarius represents groups, We must bear in mind that a group is a group of individuals, not a mass consciousness at a football game, everyone cheering at the same time. That's got nothing to do with individuals, but a group of people who, for example, have some collective responsibility, share an idea that they are committed to, each need to have their own distinct identity and viewpoint. And so it is fortunate in that regard that Chiron in Aries is the perfect sigil for self-actualization. Self-actualization is the process of becoming oneself, the process of becoming whole. But there's another spin on the word self-concept of self-actualization that describes it as the internal hunger to actuate. The thing that would drive good therapy forward. A tropism, like a plant reaching for light and for water. Only self-actualization is the self reaching for its reality and the process of its becoming real. The groups that work are groups of people who are self-actualized or committed to doing so. The counterfeit of the group is do it all for us. Join our cult. That is not individuality. So we have big, bold, broad lessons in these concepts as being demonstrated. And the map to following Chiron in Aries is going to be littered with the potential for being made to feel uncomfortable and making others feel uncomfortable. It is not that you want to. It is that when anyone awakens around a bunch of snoozers, the snoozers don't usually respond in the most affirmative way. Now, they certainly can. They can certainly say, well, it's morning. Time to get up. There are some important things to do, like self-actualize. And no matter how many snoozers there may seem to be refusing to do just that, you will certainly encounter those who are willing to take this awareness thing to the next level. So you use your newfound self-awareness to notice how you feel around other people and find people with whom you have an affinity and get the dialogue going with them. It is much more fun than attempting to persuade anyone of anything. Now, of course, there are going to be times when it is wholly appropriate to say things that might be persuasive, to teach by words. And should you feel moved by spirit to do so, sure, why not? Though remember that your most important teaching comes by way of the example that you set. Right? Think about it. A parent says to do one thing and then does the opposite thing, and the real message that's sent is, first of all, hypocrisy, and second, that it's okay to do the thing done rather than the thing said. Both. So kind of a double message. So it doesn't matter what's said. Really, what matters is what's done. And so that is an anchor point to the physical plane and the teaching role of Chiron, which is essential in the function of Chiron, is gained through the demonstrated reality of yourself in your truth to others who may witness. That's my message for you. I didn't mention that the moon is full at what time? The moon is full. Events, aspects, sun, opposite moon. October 20th, Wednesday. At 10:56 a.m. EDT, and the sun enters Scorpio Friday the 23rd, at 12:51 a.m. overnight, Thursday into Friday. New Planet Waves horoscope coming out on Tuesday night. You'll find that right on the front page at planetwaves.net. We are subscriber-supported. Subscribing helps make the wonderful things we do happen. Anyway, thanks for listening, and bye for now.